exactly with what we've got going on today. I believe God is trying to tell you you're a victor and not a victim this morning. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a victor this morning and not a victim this morning. I'm a victor this morning. Christ has made me a victor this morning. Amen. I'm going to be victorious this morning. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to read just verse 37. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 this morning. Christ gives victory this morning. Amen. He makes us victory. He makes us victorious this morning. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people want to think like a victim, but I want to think like a victor this morning. Amen. You see, I'm going to speak in a few minutes, but I'm telling you, our nation is full of people that claim to be victims. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor this morning. I said I'm a victor this morning. I'm not a victim this morning. Amen? Romans 8 and 37. Somebody needs to get this passage of Scripture down, and you need to remember right here. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Let's read that one more time. Nay, in all things, we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. I simply want to speak to you this morning on the thought, I'm not a victim, but a victor. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we lift you up, dear God, today, Lord. And we just exalt you this morning, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what you've done already in here and what you're going to continue to do this morning, Lord. Now, Father, we pray for your hand, Lord, and pray for your anointing, dear God, today, Lord. Pray for your spirit, dear God, and ask for your help, Lord, to flow, dear God, to move, dear Lord, upon me, dear God, today, to speak what you would have me to speak, oh God, today, Lord. Lord, we honor you, Lord, this morning, and we ask for your touch, dear God, today. Lord, we ask for your anointing, oh God, today, Father, Lord, and we lift you up, dear God, today, Lord, and exalt you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. There's an old TV show, most of you remember that, maybe remember the show, I do, and it was called Hee Haw. Anybody remember that Hee Haw? They used to get on there, the fellas would get on there, and they would sing this song that went like this. I'm not even going to try to sing it, but I will give you the words. It went gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. But during that song, I watched some of the videos just to get a glimpse of it last night. Each one would take times or they'd tell a story about what was going wrong and the reason they had it, so reason they were so miserable, the things that were happening in their life. And I begin to think about it. I begin to think about how that is considered a victim mentality this morning. Amen. Did I tell you that there is a mentality that is sweeping this land today? It is called a victim mentality. You see, people are trying to complain they're a victim of what happened 100 years ago, and you just roll your eyes and say, you wasn't even around right now. I told somebody one time, I said, my family never did own slaves, and they ain't never been a slave. These people hollering about slavery and things. Oh, let me tell you, they're talking about the problems, why they got it, why they're so oppressed. Don't it just blow your mind to hear these million-dollar athletes talking about how oppressed they are? And I think, really? Roll my eyes at them. You don't even know what oppression is all about. But it's a victim mentality this morning that runs rampant in the land today. They're a victim of this. They're a victim of that. Well, I've come by to tell you this morning, look up here, because I'm not a victim this morning. I'm come by to tell you I'm not a victim because I'm a victor this morning. How many out here could say I'm a victor this morning? How many out here can say I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus this morning. You see, right now, what makes me a victor? It ain't nothing what I done. It ain't nothing who I am. It's about who made me that victor this morning. And that one that made me victorious this morning is the one they call the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice in Romans 8:37, he says, "Nay, in all things we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us." That word "more than conquerors" in the Greek is hypernikio, and it means to conquer, to carry off the victory. And it means victorious this morning. I want you to know this morning that you're not a victim this morning, but you are a victor today. It needs to get through the mindsets of the believer. It needs to get through the mindset of the church that we are victorious. We are conquerors this morning. No matter what comes our way, guess what? I'm going to stand in the end. I'm going to stand in the end and say that I'm a conqueror through Christ this morning. Amen. No matter what the devil throws at me, guess what? I'm going to conquer. Amen. I'm going to come through this morning. I'm going to come out victorious this morning. Well, let me tell you, that ain't the only scripture that tells us that we are a victor. In Deuteronomy 28:13, the Bible says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above, and thou shalt not be beneath." Get that? You're above, but you ain't beneath. What does that mean? It means you're standing as a conqueror this morning. Amen. Oh, if thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. In Ephesians 1:22, and had put all things under his feet, let me tell you, and gave him to be the head of the church. What are you saying this morning, preacher? I'm telling you this morning that some people need to change. We need to change our way of thinking. We need to change our way of being a victim to being a victor. You need to start thinking about how you're above and not beneath, because Christ never put you beneath. He put you above this morning. Amen. Somebody needs to say, "I'm a victor this morning. I'm victorious this morning. I'm going to win when it's all said and done." You need to quit thinking like you're beneath and start thinking like you're above this morning. Amen. You need to start thinking like you're above this morning. Oh, let me tell you, you're not the tail this morning, but you are the head this morning. Did you hear me? I said you are the head this morning. You're not standing beneath. You're standing above this morning. You're standing above the devil this morning. Amen. How many know Christ has put him under his feet? We'll get there here in a minute. But I want you to know that you're a conqueror. You got a problem this morning, you're going to conquer it. You've already got victory over it this morning. Jesus Christ has already given you victory this morning. My Lord, can somebody shout this morning, "I got the victory this morning. I'm not a victim this morning, but I am a victor this morning"? Get a hold of it this morning. You see, Christ has made you that victor. He's made you that conqueror. He's made you that one that's above and not beneath. No, without Christ, I couldn't. But with Christ, I'm a conqueror this morning. How can I make it through these times? Through Christ. You see, it's time this morning for the body of Christ to quit letting the devil tread on you. It's time for you to quit living beneath. It is time for you to start living above. It's time to put the devil right where he belongs this morning. It's time for you to begin to step on the devil this morning. Amen? Listen, church, for too long, many in the church, body of Christ, have been living like defeat. They've been living defeated. And I'm telling you this morning, I've come by to tell you, you're not defeated this morning. I've come by to tell you, Christ has already won the victory this morning. I've come by to tell you, you've already conquered it this morning. But you're allowing the devil to stomp on you. Let me tell you this morning, if you're a child of God, the devil has no authority over you this morning. Amen. If you're a child of God and bought with the blood of Jesus, the devil has no place on you this morning, but underneath you this morning. Amen. I don't have to live defeated. I can live victorious this morning because I know who I belong to. You see, too often we got this victim mentality. It's a defeat mentality. It's like we've been on hee-haw for a little while, singing gloom, doom, despair, and have agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. And we don't think things are going to get any better. We think we're down for the count. Well, I got news for you this morning. The devil may tell you you're down for the count, but I'm kicking out, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to put the devil right where he belongs, right under my feet this morning. He ain't going to tread on me no more. Let me tell you why. Because Christ has made me a conqueror this morning. Christ has made me a victor this morning. I said Christ has made me a conqueror this morning. See, too often we've allowed the devil to stomp on us. We've allowed the devil to run over us. Anybody guilty of this? I am. Amen. We all are. I think we miss it. If you're struggling with it this morning, we tell you we've all struggled with it. But I also know what the Bible says in Luke 10 and 19, what Jesus said. He said, behold, I give you power. That power is authority, if you will, to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power, not some of the power, but all the power of the enemy. And listen, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Get that. He said, I give you authority over it. You know what he was saying? I give you power to tread over Satan. And there ain't nothing he can do to hurt you. Amen? What does it mean to tread? It means to stomp. Amen? It means to stomp on him. Amen? Amen? What are you saying this morning? I'm telling some out here today, it's time for you to start stomping on the devil. It's time for you to start treading on the devil. It's time to put the devil where he belongs, and that is under your feet this morning. Amen? He don't have no right in my house. He don't have no right in my life. He don't have no right in my mind. He's got to get out by the authority of Jesus Christ this morning. Did you hear me? My Lord, today, you need to get it this morning. You need to say, I am a victor this morning. I am a conqueror this morning. I'm not going to be a victim to the devil, but the devil's going to be a victim of me and Christ, of Christ in me this morning. Amen. Let me tell you, too often, we've not stomped on the devil like we needed to, but we've allowed him to stomp on us. But I remind you, you are the body of Christ. And where is the feet? It's on the body. Amen. Who's the head? Christ is the head. We're the body. And on that body is the feet. So what did he say? He put under his feet all things. Amen. You know what that tells me? What it means to be beneath? We walk on it. We tread on it this morning. We conquer it. Oh, my Lord, I wish people could get a hold of this. You see what I'm trying to tell you this morning is, child of God, you need to start walking in victory this morning. You need to start walking in victory this morning. I know the devil throws things at you. I know the devil comes against us. How many did he come against this morning? If you're a child of God, you're going to fight a devil. Amen. If you're a child of God, he's going to throw things at you. We are called to fight the good fight of faith this morning. But I also want to tell you this morning that he is also defeated. Anything the devil throws at us, can I tell you that we are a conqueror of it this morning? We can overcome it this morning. We can walk over it this morning. The thing that Satan places is already underneath our feet this morning. Did you hear me? It is already underneath our feet. To give you an example, look. Watch this pew I'm walking on it this morning, ain't it? Guess what? This pew's underneath my feet this morning. Amen? You know what? I'm treading on it. Amen? That's what Christ told us to do. Walk on these things. He said, I put these things under your feet this morning. Why? Because you're a victor this morning. You're not a victim this morning. I said, you're not a victim this morning. I said, you're a victor this morning. I said, you're a conqueror this morning. Somebody needs to say, I'm a conqueror this morning. Somebody needs to say, I'm victorious this morning. I'm not going down in defeat. I'm going to come out victorious. Because Christ has put this underneath my feet. Oh, we miss it. Lord, let me tell you, we miss it this morning. Christ wants us to walk in victory. But too many are walking in defeat. You see, but I'm a victor and not a victim. I'm royalty this morning. If you're a child of God, you're royalty this morning. Amen. I'm a child of the King this morning. You know what that makes me? It makes me royal. Amen. I got royalty flowing through me. I'm a child of the King. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell Patty she needs to get me a throne up here. A gold one. Just aggravate her a little bit. Amen. But no, I'm royalty. I got victory this morning. Not because of who I am, but because of who I belong to this morning. Because who saved me this morning. Because I'm a child of the King. You can't get victory in your own power. Victory only comes through the way of Jesus Christ this morning. That's how we are conquerors. It's what Paul wrote right there in Romans 8 and 37. That we are conquerors because of the one through him that loved us. Who was he talking about? He's talking about Christ. That's who Paul was saying that made us the conqueror that we are. Tell you, we're his in this morning. We're his in this morning. And through him, we become victorious. My Lord, I've seen victory come in my life many times. I don't know, it had to be through Christ. For those that didn't know, you need healing, you got victory there through Christ. A couple years ago, I can't remember what year, about 3 years ago, I guess, I was down to about 100-some pounds. Had about 6 things wrong with me. They told me over at Chambersburg I was going to have surgery because I had an abscess on my kidney and one on my intestines. I had septus all over me, and they said, how did you do it? My sugar was sky high. They didn't understand how I was walking still. I knew how I was walking. I was walking. I had that thing on my neck where poison was coming out of. That bull stayed in there. They said, you're going to stay in here for a while. I said, no, I'm not. Hey, man, you're going to have to take shots when you get out. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. They already had me prepared to go to surgery. They said, we ain't never seen this abscesses, the things, what was going on in your body. Well, one Sunday morning, or late Saturday night, Sunday morning, watching the Jimmy Swagger telecast, I felt a presence come in that room. Let me tell you the presence I felt. I tell you, wasn't nothing they give me over. Amen? I felt a presence that touched my body from my head to my feet. I got up. I began to unhook the machines myself. And by Monday morning, the doctor said, "You're going home." And that nurse that told me I was going to be on shots, the doctor said, "You don't need a shot." She looked, and I just put that grin on my face like I told you. Hey, man, it didn't look good when I went in there. But when I come out, let me tell you, they knew who God was. Hey, man, they said, "We don't." A couple days later, I walked down here, tri-state, and the doctors, they looked at my record, everything they had reported, and they said, "How in the world are you walking where I am right now?" Easy. Jesus. It's Jesus of Nazareth. Hey, man, let me tell you, I could go on with victory after victory this morning. The reason that I'm standing here is because of a king, because of a one who's made me a victor this morning. The reason why you are here this morning is because you're a victor this morning. The reason the devil ain't destroyed you is because Christ has made you a conqueror this morning. The reason that I stand, he's the reason that I stand this morning. We got to get in our mindset that we're a victor this morning, that we're a conqueror this morning, we're an overcomer this morning. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to win the war. The war's already been won. You see, David knew when he fought Goliath that he was a conqueror. Amen. He had no doubt in his mind that he was a conqueror. He knew he was a conqueror. How do we know? He knew he wasn't going to be a victim of the Philistine champion. That little shepherd boy knew, "I'm not going to be your victim. You're going to be mine. God's going to give me you. You ain't getting me." David knew that before he even faced Goliath. He knew he was going to be the victor. How do we know? First of all, we begin to see Goliath. He began to belittle and defy David and mock David and God, if you will. In 1 Samuel 17, verses 42 and 43. "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was a youth and a ruddy, and a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, 'Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staff?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field.'" You see, what Goliath planned was to make David a victim. "You're just going to be somebody I'll rip up and throw and feed to the birds." Goliath had all intention of feeding David's flesh right there. I just imagine the size of a David can intimidate a lot of people. The size of a Goliath, excuse me, could intimidate quite a few people with just his bare size, not including his armor he had on. Just the size of him can make a lot of people think, "What in the world I got into?" But not only did Goliath have the size, Goliath had a mouth. And he liked to talk. And he would use that mouth to try to intimidate David. I want you to think about it. Think about how this is exactly how the devil will like to operate, if you will. This is exactly how Satan will operate. He likes you to see the size of the problem, and he likes to run his mouth. Hello? How many know the devil likes to run his mouth? This is how he makes victims. It ain't what he does sometimes. It's what he says. Hey, man. What he says he's going to do. This is how he gets far more victims many times, by just talking to them, showing them the size of that problem, if you will. My Lord, let me tell you what to do like that. what he's trying to do. Goliath was trying to intimidate David, trying to get in his mind, if you will, that you're defeated. You're not going to be victorious. And I remind you this morning, the devil's plan is to make somebody defeated this morning. The devil's plan is to make somebody to be destroyed this morning. Satan comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy this morning. Many have allowed themselves to become the victim. But David would not become a victim. Neither did he have a victim mentality. Listen to what David said in return to Goliath. It wasn't have mercy on me. It wasn't let me live. Or what did I get myself into? Those were not the words of David. David's reply was not the words of a victim. But David's reply was the words of a victor this morning. That victor was in 1 Samuel 17. Verses 45 through 47. Listen to the words of a victor this morning. Listen to the words of somebody walking in victory this morning that knew he was a conqueror this morning. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, which thou hast defied. This day," here's the words of David, "this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." Notice right there, David declared victory before Goliath. You need to start declaring victory before your Goliath. Not defeat, but victory this morning. He said, "I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." You see how David spoke right there, facing that giant. And we're going to have giants that come into our life. We're going to have battles that come into our life this morning. How many know that? There's no doubt about that. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have sickness come into our life. This body's fragile. The older it gets, the more fragile it gets sometimes. Hey, man, there's things I can't do that I wished I could do 20 years ago. I still try it sometimes. But I think, what did I get myself into? I still think I got it. Sometimes my body aches a little more with gout and stuff like that. We're going to have these things that come in our life. We're going to have battles that come. We're going to have situations that come. That's what Goliath represented, problems. We're going to have a devil to fight until we get to heaven. Amen? But I ain't going to let him, I'm not going to become his prey. I'm not going to speak like hee-haw, gloom, despair, and agony on me. There's your song for the year. No, I'm not going to speak like I'm a victim. I'm not going to say, speak like that. I'm going to tell that problem that I'm conquering it. And I got victory this morning. Hey, man, I'm going to speak healing this morning. I'm going to speak the scripture. By his stripes, we are healed. I'm going to speak to things. I'm going to declare that it's going to be the victim. I'm going to be the victor. You may have all of this, but I got something far greater. I got the name of the Lord. You said in the name of Jesus. You see, if you're a child of God, you got authority to use that name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus this morning. See, David spoke as a victor. See, most people would have been like this. I don't believe David was trembling when he stood before Goliath. I know Goliath was twice his size and bigger than him. But sometimes, let me tell you, David, he wouldn't back down. He wasn't scared. Hey, man, Goliath, you said that? No, here's how it's going to be. He spoke victory. He declared victory. And I'm telling you this morning, he knew he was a victor. And he wasn't no victim. Hey, man, he wasn't no victim. Some of you need to say, I'm a victor. You need to tell that problem. You need to tell that situation that God's given me the victory this morning. Hey, man, I'm not backing down. I'm standing in the fullness of God. I'm standing in His name. I'm standing on His promise. I'm standing on His work. And I'm coming out victorious this morning. I'm not a victim. I am a victor. Amen. All of Israel, including the king, they were hiding from the Goliath. Not David. Because David knew he was a conqueror. David was a warrior. Amen. How many know God's looking for warriors? Amen. God looks for warriors this morning. I'm going somewhere here in a minute with this. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're at the church, we're not a victim. Amen. We're a victor this morning. We're a victor this morning. Oh, I'm telling you, you got problems in your life. Every one of us has got battles in our life. How many don't have a battle in your life? If you do, I want to shake your hand this morning. I want to know how you do it. We all got problems. They're all different. Amen? You may think mine may seem small, but to me it's big. Amen? Amen? But look, if I go over here and hit Junior on the shoulder, on the arm, not that, I'm talking that one. He's going to say, ouch, it may not hurt you, but it's going to hurt him. They all hurt. They're all battles that we're in. But I'm still going to talk to that giant. I'm a victor. You ain't bringing me down. I'm conquering you. I'm going to tread on you. I'm taking your head. How many know David got the head of Goliath? He went around saying, see, I got the head. Hey, man, he didn't just leave the giant knocked down. He cut the head of the giant off too to say, I got victory. Hey, man, David showed you he was a conqueror. He was a victor and not a victim. Church, let's lose the mentality that we're victims. We're victors. That was a statement of faith David made. Right there. And I'm telling you, it's time for the church to start speaking like a victor instead of a victim. It's time for the church to start speaking like a victor, not a victim. Did you hear me? It's time to tell the devil. Some of you need to tell the devil he's defeated. Amen? You see, I know the devil's going to come to your mind sometimes. That's how he operates. That's the reason Paul told us in Romans chapter 12 to renew our mind. How do we renew our mind? With the Word of God. That's how you combat those things. Amen? If you got issues or sickness, use the Word of God about healing. Whatever, fear, use the Word of God about Scriptures on peering and combat the devil. Jesus used the scriptures to combat the devil in the Bible, in its temptations. God, Jesus would use the Word of God. He would say, it is written. But this morning, I'm telling you, church, God is already giving us the victory. 2,000 years ago at the cross, victory was won. Victory has already been paid for. Everything you got need of has already been took care of. But I'm going to tell the church this right now in this hour. Let's shift this a little bit. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ in America to quit playing victim and start playing victor. I'm going to shift this a little bit because I've talked about your issues. Now I'm going to talk about the church in general a little bit. What we are seeing play out in America is that a persecution happening to the church. We see it in this country, but I'm not a victim. Amen? I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. Amen? Church, I know persecution's going on. I know we got some issues today in some of our most states that got some of the most ungodly, antichrist, demon-possessed people running them. I don't back down on it. California's got a demon running that state. That man's full of the devil. I will say this, it's interesting. Los Angeles, they threaten to arrest people to go to jail. Ain't it interesting? A 4.8 earthquake just hit there yesterday. Don't be surprised when God starts shaking these cities. They're already burning. But you know what? We ain't to back down. Did you hear me? You ain't to back down from it. What did David do when he saw Goliath come? Let me tell you what David did in 1 Samuel 17:48. Most people want to run. What did David do? And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. Let me tell you, when you know you're a victor, you ain't going to run. You're going to say, just bring it. The Rock used to say, just bring it. I'm quoting him right there. Just bring it. But you'll be like this. Just bring it. He said, how come? I see David now. He seen the giant coming. I don't believe. He took slow steps and looked. Let's do it this way. I'll be running. But I believe he saw that giant coming. And the army coming. I'm going to try this. Somebody may have to pick me up right here in a minute. He saw it coming. I don't believe he tiptoed. I believe he took off. That's about as fast as I can go right now. See this stomach on me? Oh, he ran towards it. Why did he run towards it? Because he knew he had victory. He knew the victory was won. God already gave him victory over that giant. He was a conqueror. He wasn't a victim. Victor, not victim. He knew who the victim was. He knew he was going when it was all said and done. You ever seen the picture? How somebody's laying there. And you put your knee and foot on them. Raise your hand. I can see David doing that with the head of Goliath in him. Putting his foot on his body. And raising it right there. Showing how victorious, how I'm a victor. Can I tell you this morning, you're going to put your foot on that dead body of that enemy. And you're going to raise your hand in victory this morning. Church, when it's all said and done, we're going to raise our hand in victory. Today, I'm not backing down. I'm not shutting up. I'm not giving up this morning. I'm a victor this morning. Amen. You see, we ain't going to run away from what's going on. We're going to run to it, and we're going to declare, thus said the Lord. Hey, man, you're seeing something happen in this nation right now. The news ain't going to tell you this. The news ain't going to tell you something. You see, in Chicago, there's revival breaking loose. They tried to stop worship. That evil mayor that's in Chicago, whatever she is. Hey, man, here, let me tell you. Her husband's become a woman. That ought to tell you how mixed up it is in Chicago. If you want to put it like that, there's no, you know, you're still male. But he pretends to be a woman. That shows you how mixed up. They don't want you going to church. But they've got out on the streets and begin to worship. California, people are coming to the Lord in places out there. Wisconsin, people were being baptized in the streets. You're not seeing this. You're seeing the riots. But you're not seeing some good things that are coming. You're not seeing some of these revivals that are breaking loose in the street. We ain't going to back down. We need a victor's mindset today. And I got good news for the ungodly governors, and I got news for ungodly mayors and judges that have come against the church. I got news for L.A. County, California, and any other county that wants to start this mess. We're not going to back down, but the church is going to march forward victorious this morning. Don't back down. Amen. Amen. To the council culture crowd. Yeah, they want to get cancel the culture. To the Black Lives Matter crowd, I don't care to call them out either, because they ain't nothing but a bunch of Satanists and anarchists. Have nothing to do with black lives. It don't. I believe black lives matter, just like I believe white lives matter, red lives matter. When Jesus Christ died, he didn't die for one race. He died for all races. Yeah, I got news for you. I got news for these spoiled brats that want to shut the churches up, and they do. We're not going to back down. You're going to lose today. You're going to lose today when it's all said and done. How do I know? Because why? Because Paul already told us by the Holy Ghost that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're conquerors this morning. Listen, if there's a preacher out there, don't back down from them. Amen? Don't matter what it costs. Don't back down. Tell you, I hope some of them ungodlies are listening to me. Your days are coming. I'm going to say this, and I may get some heat for this, but I really do not care. I don't rejoice over the wicked dying. I do not. Because hell is not a place to rejoice over anybody dying. But that judge that passed away was far from being honorable. She was plain out wicked. Done things that were contrary to the word of God. Listen, I'm just going to put it like this. She didn't cry out to Jesus Christ. She bet. She found out the truth. We'll just put it like that. Amen? She stood against anything. She would usually go against anything the church would stand for. She's the one that was there for same-sex marriages. She officiated what? Abortion. She was the one that was for that. Listen, I do not rejoice over the death of the wicked. But I'm not going to call that woman honorable either. Amen? Because there was nothing honorable about somebody that stood against everything the Word of God stood for. Amen? I don't rejoice over the death of the wicked. I do not. We shouldn't. Because hell is not a place to rejoice over anybody going. But I will not call that woman honorable. She found out. Amen? There was a God of Israel. She found out there was another judge higher than she was. I ain't saying that to be mean, but I'm telling you the truth. She found out there was another judge that had more authority to her. Amen. My Bible tells me every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess one day. He is Lord. You'll either confess now or you'll confess later. Amen. But everybody will. We're not going to back down. Jazz, you can go ahead and get Marcy. We're not going to back down. We're going to march forward. Listen, God's going to bring victory. God's going to bring victory in your life. I'm convinced if you'll believe Him, God will bring victory. If you'll look to Him, God will bring victory. To this country right now and to this world that wants to bring evil to sin, you're going to find out who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords one day. You're not going to counsel the church. You're not going to counsel the Word of God. To the giants that are in your life, in my life this morning, and I speak of the problems, the troubles, and trials, I'm going to tell them right now. You are not the... You today, church folks, we are the victor. Amen? We're going to stand on top of their problems, and we're going to rejoice. I like to call it dancing on the grave of our enemy. Amen? One day, God's going to give you victory over that. Hold on to this. Victory is yours. One day when you walk in that victory, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be dancing for joy because you got victory this morning. Amen. When's your happiness? When you get victory in it. Amen. You're going to dance on the grave of the enemy this morning. I remind you this morning, greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world today. If you got Jesus in you, He's far greater than any devil that could come against you. He's far greater than any problem that's coming arising against you. He's far greater than any sickness that comes your way. And finally, when this thing's all said and done, the church is going to win. Did you hear me? How do I know this, preacher? Because I read the back of the book. And let me tell you what happens at the end of the 7-year tribulation. And I believe we're fastly approaching for the rapture and the tribulation and all that to come. But I could tell you what. Here's what's going to happen at the end of the 7-year tribulation. Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16. And I saw heaven opened. And behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame as a fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written on them that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Let me just tell you there, that's every angel, every believer. That's the church coming with him, with every angel. That's the armies of heaven. And out of his mouth goeth the sharp sword that with it he should smite the nations and shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of fierceness of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can read it. They'll be burying people for months afterwards. But the point I'm making is right there. He's conquering this earth again. He's going to reclaim it, if you will. That's how you know he's victorious. The Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan will be bound in the lake of fire. I want you to think about that. That's a statement of victory this morning. That is a statement of victory this morning. Tells me the church is going to be victorious. Not only you're going to be victorious this morning, not only in the long run on this world, but in your life, you're going to be victorious. You can stand in here this morning. Christ, so as Christ is victorious, so is the church victorious. Read the end of the book. Here's the answer. Christ wins. Christ wins, we win. We win. It was already settled a long time ago. But we're going to walk in victory. Some of you this morning need to walk in victory. How many would say this morning, I'm going to be a victor and not a victim this morning. I'm going to be a victor this morning and not a victim. Those that will say that this morning, I want to invite you where, up here where you're at. Call on the Lord and say, I'm going to be a victor this morning. I'm going to be a victor this morning. Not a victim this morning, but a victor. Put it in the hands of Jesus this morning. Trust in Jesus this morning. Believe on Jesus this morning to do the work. Father, we honor you. We praise you this morning. Victory is yours. Victory today is yours. We honor you today, Lord, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.